Well, hello everyone. I'm Matt Arthur, KA0PQW. And this will be a little bit on a couple of notes, things that I've figured out regarding the Kenwood TS-2000 in CW operation. Something I just learned this morning. This probably will not affect a lot of you who use the TS-2000 as much as it will affect me and, you know, those of us who use it on 6 and 2 and 432 CW. So it probably isn't something for a lot of you to worry about. Something I've known all along about the TS-2000, which is a really nice feature, has what's called a CW correction feature. And what it does, most of these modern rigs, when you switch them from sideband to CW, whether it's upper or lower sideband, it doesn't matter. But when you switch them to from sideband to CW, they will offset the transmit frequency slightly. Oh, it's like 700 hertz down or something like that. So let's say, for an example, you're on 144.200 even, 144.200 on upper sideband on 2 meters. And you go to CW with most rigs, it'll drop the transmit frequency down a ways so that when you transmit on CW, you will actually be 0 beat on 144.200. Which, in most CW operation, on the HFCW bands isn't a big deal. Because you can still tune, you know, to the CW signal and work them okay. That might be confusing, but that's kind of how it is. However, on VHF, UHF, it would be very undesirable to have your tone 0 beat on, say, 144.200. So they built in a CW correction feature, which you turn on or off. It's menu 37, and it's either on or off. And in my case, I have it on. Well, then it will correct for that. When you go from 200 upper sideband to CW, it will move the transmit frequency up so that the tone comes out nicely on 144.200 even, so that everyone will hear your tone. Well, here's where I learned something here this morning. Also on the TS-2000, you can adjust your side tone pitch. And there are several choices, 750, 800, I think there's even a lower one. So there are like three or four choices. But what I didn't know and learned is that also affects how far it corrects your transmit frequency. So normally I've always had my side tone set for 750 hertz. Well, I thought recently it'd be nice to change it, and I moved it up to 800 to get it away from, so that it was slightly different than my Keir side tone. Sometimes I like to have both of them on. So I thought, well, I'll change it up to 800. Well, when I went to operate 2-meter CW here this morning, I switched from 144.200 upper sideband to CW, and it's reading 144.200.800. I'm like, why the hell is it doing that? That doesn't make any sense. So I kept playing with it. I'm like, well, this isn't right. I don't like this. Why is it doing that? And it probably really doesn't matter. Probably okay to be 800 cycles off or up like that, and it still come out on 200. Well, for the heck of it, I'll go in and change that side tone back down to 750 hertz. Sure enough. Then when I do that, it only goes up to 0.75 instead of 800. So not only does it adjust the side tone that you hear locally, it also adjusts where it comes out over the air. And I just felt that that's something that should be added to the audio tutorial so others would know that. So that's that. If you have any questions, you're welcome to email me at my call, Kilo Alpha Zero Papa Quebec Whiskey at ARRL.net. 73, and we'll see you on the air.